a lot of storylines here today. A pair of 4-5 teams who still have playoff aspirations, of course, now for the Eagles, knowing that Tampa Bay will have both of its weapons at wide receiver really changes the dynamic for things. Prior to this, the Eagles could kind of stack the box and take away the run game and then focus their energies defensively against Mike Evans. But now that Vincent Jackson is going to play, how effective he is, we don't know. The Eagles have to respect that size and that talent, that big playability. So it really puts a lot of responsibility on the Eagles' defensive backfield and on the pass rush. Now, the Eagles have been able to manufacture a pass rush with a lot of blitzing, a lot of creative games up front that Bill Davis has put together. The Eagles are going to have to win some one-on-one battles. And you look at Brandon Graham against the left tackle over there, their rookie, and the Eagles must win that battle against James Winston's blind side. Of course, they've got to stop the run game first and put Winston in some third and long situations. So what can we expect to see differently from the Eagles' offense with Mark Sanchez? And they're probably not a whole lot to the naked eye. They'll roll out the pocket. They'll play at a very high tempo. They'll try to take some shots against the Tampa Bay safeties, who are not that good in coverage. And hopefully, Sanchez will have some time with, again, Dennis Kelly at right tackle, Lane Johnson at left tackle. Tampa Bay likes to blitz. They come after the quarterback. How do the Eagles respond to that? And then there's this matchup. The red zone. The Eagles are 22nd in the NFL in touchdown efficiency in the red zone. They've thrown 5 interceptions into the end zone this year. Tampa Bay's defense in the red zone is next to last worst in the NFL. So something has to give there. The key today for the Eagles, get out to a good start, play 60 minutes, get a skeptical Lincoln Financial Field crowd into this game, and keep them there.